Welcome back to EXPN. I'm your host, Dirk Bradley.
I'm Warren Rustborough.
I'm Paige Thesa-Rowe.
And I'm Thaj Hawbody.
It seems the spread of the Dark Wood has accelerated. My home plane of Gamma K7 has begun manifesting black roots, which rise from the Abyssian rifts in the heart of the Earth.
Meanwhile, a mysterious black rust has begun to spread through New X00, halting manufacture of new Megadoids. Ostal, whose coming has been foretold since the first Starsteel fragment extruded from the Everforge.
Raunchy tubers and mechanical cancer sound pretty rough. What brought you back, Sarge? Fungus.
One more time?
Shower fungus. It's pretty bad, guys. Candida is no joke, and we take ringworm outbreaks very seriously. But this hot new mildew is taking out the swole and small alike. Half the Brophets are out of commission, which is fine because attendance is down 70%. And new membership is down 90.
I suppose we all have our struggles.
Fungus, man. Let me tell you.
In any case, the process of the Darkwood expansion, which was believed to be a minor threat for the foreseeable future, has grown exponentially. In recent weeks, it would seem that the Silver Citadel of Abel is finally taking action, though not quite what we expected.
I guess Doug, who's been chomping my goofball flavor for ages, finally shoveled off his skin suit and did something about the Darkwood situation by turning number one on my weirdest team orgy list into legends overnight.
Rules and regulations state that achieving level 20 automatically confers legendary rank without qualifying quest. This means that soon the Fallow Crown will have unlimited use of free glory.
But don't get too excited. The limit of one glory spend per round is still in effect. And not because of rules and regs or something like that, but because we don't have the tech to channel more than that into a given 6-second period. Any more, and it could bring down some serious divine consequences.
But for now, we turn to the streets of Plex, a lesser domain of Abel, where the Fallow Crown, our best hope for solving the mystery of the Dark Wood, finally confronts the dreaded entity known as Kron, Gaspar's alter ego, and heart of his plurality.
And if I know Gaspar, which I don't, his godfather's gonna have some whoppers tucked in his shorts. The Headless does what it is meant to do as it drives its polearm into Penny's neck to decapitate her. I would like you to roll me a constitution saving throw.
19.
That does not succeed.
Using favored by the gods, that saving throw becomes 25.
That is enough.
Yes.
Whew.
However, you do suffer a death save fail. As the polearm strikes, your body emanates with godly light, deflecting the blow, but only barely. As it slices deep into your carotid, blood begins pouring out, but you're not dead.
Seeing his friend on the ground and in trouble, Wusha raises Storm Tusk up and slams it onto the ground, casting Healing Spirit under where Penny is.
Oh.
As the tide surges up and pulls its way back down, it leaves behind a little tide pool full of life surrounding Penny. Cocking his shoulder back, he is then going to take a couple steps forward and throw Storm Tusk twice at the Voltrap. Two attacks. The lowest of them is a 14, which I don't think hits.
It does not.
But does a 29 hit?
It does.
I'll take it. That's going to be 19 damage to the Mount and Rider.
The Tusk lands directly into the side of the Vulpedex, and it lets out an ungodly high-pitched shriek just at the edge of hearing.
Bigger meat your prey over here, you bastard!
That's my turn.
And that's going to be Iavos. But first, as a legendary action, Krom will activate his rider. The Vulpedexa will pick up Penny in its mouth and then begin to run it away from the healing spirit.
Rude.
He will then drop the body of Penny and attempt again to decapitate.
13.
That is a failure.
Not all right.
And the gods are out of favors, I'm afraid.
The blade finds home. Your head and neck are engulfed in pink flame as you rise again, one of the headless.
You are under the effect of the Dominate Person spell. You will take your turn as normal, and you must fight the Fallow Crown to the best of your ability.
To the best of my ability?
To the best of your
ability. What is my number one goal?
To subdue or destroy all members of the Fallow Crown except Gaspar.
Consider it done.
Consider it done.
Oh. Oh. Oh, no.
That makes it Iavos' turn.
Penelope! You will not take her from me!
The color of dreams burns bright in Iavos' eyes. He points one finger furiously at Krom in his cage, and another points to the ground between Wusha and Halifon. As an arcane portal, a ring of dreamlight opens up and reappears next to Krom inside the vault, and he says, "Get him!"
Beautiful.
And digging his heels deeper into the dead of this place, he uses his bonus action to hurl his spiritual weapon at the Vulpedexa and its rider. 18.
That is exactly a hit.
Nice. The plowshare flies at the speed of fatherly rage. 26 force damage.
That is enough to fell the Vulpedexa.
Nice. Fucking mad dad over here.
And I haven't used my move yet. I will cautiously take a few steps towards her and say,
"Penelope, it's me. I know you're in there."
Beautiful. As a legendary action, Krom turns to you and says, "No, she isn't here," and points to his chest.
"Then we can carve her out."
He will then coalesce all debt onto Iavos.
Uh-oh.
That is a total of 7 debt.
Nice.
Bringing us back to the top of the initiative, where the market is in flux. That is an even number. The die goes down by 1 step to an 8.
Ooh.
Everybody, decide if you're taking a turn.
I will.
Yes.
Yep.
I have to.
Beautiful. Penny, you don't have to worry about that.
I was about to ask, actually.
It's kind of nice not having to make decisions for yourself.
Actually, well, Penny?
Yes.
And it begins with you.
Oh, fuck. I forgot she was first.
Don't like that. That's coercion.
Penelope carries her own head by its hair, lifting it up to meet the gaze of her father. With her other hand, she makes a gesture in the air, and a spectral tapestry appears with images of your entire life. Her fingers grasp a single thread, and she pulls on it, unmaking your story.
Oh?
Okay.
I have been commanded to do my best to end everyone but Gaspar. Iavos, I need you to make a dexterity saving throw. I am also going to twin this spell using metamagic to Halifon.
All right.
What are you casting?
This is a 9th level disintegrate.
Oh, my sweet child. Not now. 9th level counterspell.
Oh, baller!
God damn! I'm so happy. That was my only 9th level spell slot. That was going to be 19d6 plus 40 damage. And if it kills you, you can only be brought back by a true resurrection or a wish.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
That was a party ender.
Iavos holds out his mother's sewing needle, and it disappears into Astrum, and its threads hold the fabric together.
Incredible.
God. Would you like to do anything else?
Fuck yeah, I'm just gonna go into debt. Let's see, I got a bonus action. Penny's mouth begins to beatbox. And Krom gains bardic inspiration.
He drops into a b-boy and just like goes wild.
I summon cardboard box.
Okay. I like that. Anything else?
I am done.
Okay. That makes it Gaspar's turn. But first, a legendary action.
I don't like that.
Krom is going to use his legendary action, negotiate. He can force any target to spend 3 of their debt to undo the effect of a spell. And he is going to end the gate.
Hmm.
using three of the accumulated amount on you.
So I recover three, basically?
Correct.
Negated.
That brings us to Gaspar.
Oh, man, I was supposed to start joining the fight there.
Yeah.
Your magical awards are down. I get up from the panel and just attempt to walk through the walls of the vault.
Excellent. You take 68 damage. Psychic.
Holy shit.
Gross.
You rolled low on you.
Yeah, apparently.
68?
68.
Jesus fucking Christ. All right.
Gross.
Enduring through the pain, I break into the vault. Is there some way to open it from the inside?
There is. It'll take an action.
I would like to take that action.
As you step through, the first thing you see is a glyph puzzle. It takes you a moment to remember what it is until it clicks into place. It's the first equation you ever solved. Anything else?
I have a bonus action, but nothing to do right now. Nope. The vault door is open. I've done my job. That is the end of my turn.
Excellent. Crom is exposed. He is going to use redistribute, averaging the debt total amongst all party members, rounding up. All of you now have three.
Fuck.
Oh, hooray for Ios? Question mark. I threw off the curve on that one. Sorry, guys.
That makes it Halifon's turn.
Okay. Hal is going to take to the air, flying through the hole that he made, landing just on the other side of Penny in the door to the gate.
Mm-hmm.
Gaspar, don't let him close that.
Don't worry, my foot's just pinched on.
It's got a little elevator protection thing. It'll come down a few meal and just go right back up again, I'm sure. And I'm going to make two attacks against Crom.
All right, let's see it.
Attack the first, recklessly.
A dangerous game.
He hits me on twos. So, 24 to hit.
That hits.
Okay. Whew. All right. 3d4 plus a d8 plus 5, as I'm going to dump a fourth level Divine Smite onto this attack.
Nice.
Hell yeah.
I would also like to use one charge of Patrimony to add one additional d10.
Excellent.
I don't know how many opportunities we're going to have to hurt him.
Hey, he's not holding back on us. We can't hold back on him.
All right. Trying to roll these more gently after breaking some. Okay. So, 22, 30, 35 plus 8 is 43 plus another 20 radiant is 63 total.
Excellent. I love it. As it lands home, he is going to use a legendary reaction, Repay. You will take that damage as well.
Okay.
This dude is a dick.
That expends three of your debt.
Okay, cool. That's all my debt. I'm debt free, baby. The only time in my life I'll probably ever say that.
You had three from redistribute, and then you had to take two actions to get to there.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. I forgot about that.
So you're at two.
So I'm at two then. Yep. Is it the same damage type that I dealt, or is it just psychic equal to what
same.
I dealt? Okay, all right. Because I'm an Asimar and resist radiant, and I'm raging, I take half of all of what I just dealt for a total of 31 of that 63 back to me.
Marvelous.
Ooh.
I'm not concentrating on a spell, so I don't have to worry about a save. Second attack. Oh, wait. Let's see if I hit first. That makes the most sense, I think.
That is the order of operations we play by, and everyone, really.
23 to hit this time.
That does not hit.
Okay.
This was a fact-finding mission.
Yeah, as it's 12 plus 11, so second strike misses.
Marvelous. He seems almost to willingly take the first hit so that he can damage you, and then the other he effortlessly moves out of the way of.
Okay. As a bonus action, I'd like to use my Polearm Master Butt Strike with the other end of the halberd.
Butt Strike.
Butt Strike.
Take a debt.
Yep.
Oh, yep. Yep, it would.
Can't escape the debt, man.
No, sure can't.
You should have three now?
Yep, I'm at three now. That is 18 plus 11 for 29 to hit.
That definitely hits.
Thank God. I'd be worried if it did not. All right, that's 1d4. He's not undead, right? Crom has a head. Yeah, okay. I'd like to use a first level Divine Smite to boost the damage a little bit on this.
I love it.
eat my radiant butt.
24 points of damage.
Hey, since he has Gaspar's original body, does he have vulnerability to butt damage?
Well, that's a mean butt.
That is all that Hal can do, but at the end of my turn, Hal, Gaspar, Crom, and Penny all take 10 radiant.
Get in there.
I did my best.
At the end of your turn, Crom will use his legendary action for accrual. All players who currently have debt take on 1/3 of that debt. Again, you now should all have 4.
Yeah, that math was easy.
That is correct.
Yup. There's a reason I was very careful about the things. That moves us to Crom. Crom will use his ability, Market Crash.
I don't like the sound of that.
I don't either. This is already sounds really bad.
Mm-mm.
You will all take 1d8, which is the current market die, in soul damage.
Ooh.
For each debt.
Does that
for
include
each
me?
Debt?
So just roll 4d8 and we'll all take the same?
I want the random.
You're going to roll all that dice.
Gaspar is 22.
Mm-hmm.
Wuxia, 15.
Okay.
Hal is 24.
Ugh.
Penny is 23. Yavis is 28.
Jesus fucking Christ.
How are we all doing? Little stat check.
I have one blink amount of maximum HP.
I'm okay.
He is going to use his bonus action teleport ability to manifest himself directly next to Wuxia.
Boy, fuck off!
As he does, the vault's final ability triggers. The door closes.
God fucking damn it.
As the door begins to close, I want Michael to roll me a dexterity saving throw.
Okie dokie.
Now, just a quick question. Mm-hmm. Did he cast a spell to teleport?
No.
Okay.
He has no magic.
He has no magic.
He is, technically, what he's doing is miracles.
Yes.
Hey.
I roll a natural 20.
Beautiful.
For a total of 24.
That is exactly enough.
Yeah. My aura putting some work in there.
The door seems almost to be in place before it starts to close, as though time itself is shifting to make sure you die. But you, being a creature just shy of godlike, are able to move out of the way. For a split second, you're not sure whether you ended up inside the vault or out of the vault. But after taking stock, patting every single one of your important extremities, you realize, okay, I wasn't an idiot. That makes it Wuxia's turn.
Turning to Crom, hefting Storm Tusk, Wuxia says, I'd like to say I hate to do this, but I really don't. Wuxia is going to bonus action, Hunter's Mark him, and then attack him twice.
Okay.
Hot ass garbage. Even with my big bonuses, that's still a 15 and a 19.
Not gonna do it, dog.
I didn't think so. Stabbing and missing, Wuxia says, I told you I'd hate this!
Can he spend glory to take another attack?
If he has glory.
I don't.
What if he went into debt for glory?
I will allow it.
What have we got to lose, Woosh?
Right?
Only our lives.
Fuck it. Yeah. Leaning into this guy's glory hole, how many points of debt would I need to accrue to stab him again twice?
As much as you need to do that with normal glory count.
Ah, okay. I will accrue the 2 points of debt, and I will attack him again.
I like it.
Fuck my whole ass. That's a 15 again. Sorry, that was probably too loud.
On the
that
last three attacks, he's rolled, what, 1, 3, 3?
That is beautiful.
I was
sir.
Off.
That
nope.
is good. I like that.
Go ahead and boil these. Fuck that shit.
Boil the evil out of these dice.
Give me your new dice. You two, get fucked.
Anything else?
No.
Are you sure? You don't want to take on a little bit more debt?
I'm pretty fucking sure I'm done.
Okay. At the end of your turn.
No.
After your turn.
Uh-huh. Go on. I'm officiating your wedding. I'll remember this.
God damn it. Yeah, who's in debt to who? Slapdash does not have an HR department. Don't make me start one.
That's right. I'll mediate for you.
Thank you.
That's not a biased party at all.
Oh, sweet Jesus. Conflict of interest aside, he looks at you just like you imagine your friend would. And he says, was it worth it? As he reaches out to you and pulls the debt free in a liquid eight.
No!
2 8s, 2 4s for 24.
I'm bloodied.
That brings us to Yavos.
Once again, I find myself at a crossroads of two actions that would be useful to the party and too many spells to choose from. My daughter is a threat to all of us, and she needs to not be here right now.
Do you guys time out?
I'm going to step forward towards my daughter and place a finger on her severed head. She's holding up at me like some horrific gift. And I say, rest for just a moment. You'll be back soon. And I'm going to cast banishment. But using a spell secret, I'm going to make it into an intelligent saving throw because I know my daughter well. A sorcerer? Because it was either that or strength.
I'm equally dumb.
But do you have class ability?
I'm as equally as weak as I am stupid.
It's Charisma Con. I remember.
Oh, okay. My God. Yeah. No, I am as weak as I am stupid.
And I'm going to send her to Eudaimonia for 1 minute.
I love that so much.
They're going to love this.
Go sit in the hand job corner.
I believe if you're sending someone back to their home plane, they have disadvantage.
I think you're right.
I can double check that, though.
15.
Nope.
For the record, my aura does not apply to Penny while she's not on our team.
That's true. You do get to choose.
I love it. You wink out of existence. And what happens after that? We'll find out soon.
And Nelly Isadora is down.
I can't.
I had always imagined that Crom was, at his heart, the same as Gaspar. But to take such cruel actions against so beautiful a soul. Unfathomable.
Oh, wait, she's back up again. Oh, cool. Wait, she's all evil now.
I'll take it. We've had evil Penny before, and she was a total smoke show. Besides, removable head sounds handy. You could eat all kinds of stuff.
With Nelly Isadora brought under the control of Crom, the Fallow Crown is on the back foot.
She has knowledge of all their strategies and a host of divine and arcane powers. And with theatrical genius Iavos Isadora as her personal tutor, she has just become their greatest threat.
Nope, she just got banished.
What?
Oh, wait, she's an extraplanar creature. Oh, wow.
What? Wait, what does that mean?
It means that when she's banished, she returns to her own home plane. And if she remains for the duration of the spell, she's stuck there.
Guys, I think I need to lie down. There's a lot of big happening and the floor is cool and helps things feel small sometimes.
While Dirk struggles to cope with his feelings, we turn back to the action of the Fallow Crown. Will our intrepid legends have the wherewithal to defeat an enemy who knows them better than they know themselves? Or will they fall one by one to the blades of the headless, only to rise once again in service to the Darkwood?
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Buntwine, erstwhile monk turned traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world. That ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Buntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
This Spirit's Rest. Share a tradition with your family from ages long forgotten. Gather around the hearth and drink deeply the creamy confection you've come to associate with the holiday. Clove, cinnamon, fresh cream, pure cane sugar, and serpent eggs harvested from the bowels of an ancient Elkhorn temple that coats your mouth in rich flavor and seems to slither down your throat. It simply wouldn't be Spirit's Rest without Yaunty Meadows Eggnaga. Yaunty Meadows. Holiday tradition. Holiday history.
Hey, LU cuties! If you're curious how to best support the LUQ as a fan, it's as simple as Jatumwaha. That's join the Patreon, tell a friend, mention us on social media, write a review, and hop on the Discord. Jatumwaha! It's as easy as that. Our current legendary mid-roll teams are the Twilight Concord, the Forgotten Legacy, the Ceaseless Horde, and this week's featured team, the Titans Rise, with Christopher Mashburn, Dylan Hoyt, aka Meat Dad, John Reinhardt, and Lizaris. To get a personal message read on the show or for possible advertising opportunities, reach out to admin@slap-studios.com. Be sure to follow our YouTube channel for live stream premieres of new episodes Monday night hosted by Dana and the upcoming return of the Pokemon Sword and Shield Hardcore Soul Link Nuzlocke with me and Zach. As I'm writing this, today is my last day at Retro Game Bar after over 2 years. I'm sure you've heard the place mentioned at some point during the show, and for sure on the Discord. But it's been like my second home, and the staff has been like a family to me. So maybe I'll have seen some of you last night since this comes out tomorrow in celebration, but either way, I wish them the best. And I'm on to bigger and better things. But that's enough out of me. Let's get you back to the battle axes.
I'm Rothgar.
And I'm Flonk.
I'm an early riser.
I'm a night owl.
I sleep on my side.
I sleep on my belly.
I like a firm mattress.
I like a soft mattress.
I love this knucklehead, but we have to share a bed and it can get pretty complicated.
He snores.
His toenails lacerate my ankles.
He has an oniony night smell.
He just sweats constantly, like non-stop.
He gets up to pee every hour.
He eats and gets crumbs in the bed.
We could go on all day, but the bottom line is, we needed to find a way to make us both happy with our sleeping arrangement.
And we did. Now there's Summon's Battle Mattress. Two warriors enter the mattress, one leaves. Tonight we turn our love into vengeance. Whoever comes out on top will know the comfort and rest beyond words. And the other will be buried in an unmarked grave and have their legacy soiled for all time with failure and weakness.
Thanks, Summons.
Thanks, Summons.
Summons Battle Mattress. Some sleep is forever.
Hrothara disappears to Eudaimonia under the gentle touch of her father. But the rest of you must fight for your lives and hers.
Accruing another point of debt, I will take my bonus action Krom is now within range of the plowshare, so I will wail on him with my spiritual weapon.
I like it.
You shouldn't have left your box, you prick.
Get plowed.
Please. No. 19.
That's not going to do it.
Welcome to my fucking world.
He deflects it with his scimitar in a gesture all too familiar to you. Anything else?
That's my turn.
That brings us to the end of the round and to the beginning of a new one. First, take your debt.
I will be taking a turn.
Yeah.
Pile it on.
Another day, another dollar.
Penny doesn't take one.
Correct. Then the market shifts. That is an even number. It goes down to a D6.
Oh, thank fucking God.
The bank has made an error in your favor. Oh my God, Crumopoly. Sorry.
With Parathra in Eudaimonia, that brings us to Gaspar.
You said that this vault locked me in.
Mm-hmm.
Is it still the same lock?
No. The lock seems deactivated.
Okay.
It's brilliant. It's a trap only you would set and use yourself as bait.
Exactly. God, I drew up hundreds of these plans doing exactly this.
Gaspar, if I smash this panel, do you think it'll let you out?
Don't smash anything.
I was going to say you can't hear him, but that's too funny.
Oh, is it soundproof?
Yeah. From behind the ball. Don't smash anything! Okay. Then I've got to solve whatever new puzzle is in here to unlock it. Enraged by falling into a trap I would have made for myself, I take a deep breath. Now that I can do that, I empty my tools out in front of me. I've got a forgery kit, thieves' tools, alchemist tools. I'm hoping for some enlightenment. And I go, what am I doing? Let's just break this like we always do. Grab the thieves' tools, go to the door, and attempt to dismantle this lock as naturally as it comes to me.
All right, go ahead and give me a thieves' tools check.
Maybe the hinges are on the inside.
It's a 29.
That is fantastic. You don't need to worry about the fucking vault. Because as you start to walk forward, you think to yourself, numbers. You look at all these safety deposit boxes, and you realize one of them might be the way out. It takes you only a moment to find your birthday. And there is a secondary panel. Go ahead and give me one more Thieves' Tools just to see if how well this goes.
Happy birthday to me. That is a 25.
It was amateurish of him to pull this shit. The birthday? Really? Which is why you're certain this is the wrong one. Finding your mother's birthday.
Mm-hmm. I was just thinking that.
You immediately pull out a small buckler and tape it to that particular box. You don't want anything coming out of it. So then, when you find your address for the first shithole you lived in, you put another buckler on it. By about the sixth or seventh. No.
All right. Why does a safety deposit box have my first car's make and model?
They're all mine. They're all me. No, in actuality, after you find your birthday, you're able to get through the gist of the situation. First, you deactivate the damaging effect. If you want, you can do it again to open up the vault door. Or you can try to pass through. Next turn.
We're disabling that damage.
All that other stuff still happened, but you realized it all along was the original birthday one to throw you off to those others.
Beautiful. That brings us to Halifon. But first, Krom is going to use inheritance. He wants his penny back. And he's going to put all of that debt onto Iavos. Halifon.
Uh-oh.
How much do I get?
You're at 8 total.
Damn it.
Hal takes off from just inside the vault door, flies over the top of Iavos, lands on the counter that the tellers serve customers at, reaches over and touches Wusha, granting you, I'm going to spend 50 points of lay on hands.
Excellent.
As well as 2 charges off of patrimony to boost that by 10, so you regain 60 hit points.
Ooh.
Are there any spells active on you right now? I don't think there are.
No.
All right. You regain 60 hit points. That's my action. So I take one debt to do that. I'm then, with the remaining 10 feet of my movement, going to do a backflip back through the hole that I made away from Krom without disengaging. So if he wants to take an attack of opportunity, he can.
He will.
All right.
Weak.
Did he roll a one?
He did.
To hit?
No.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
No, sorry. Sorry, he rolled a 15 plus 15. Okay. I just didn't think to actually tell you that.
That's fair. Oh, yeah. I was going to say, he only misses on a one, so... My 15 AC is not hard to hit.
You will be taking 24
okay.
piercing damage, magical.
Okay.
And then an additional 6 soul damage.
Okay, cool. I have the 24 from rage. I don't have the soul damage.
As you do your backflip, he seems to just run his sword along the arc of your motion, cutting you from your ankle up to your hip.
All right. I land just inside, and as a bonus action, I let Radiant Consumption go. Hal's blazing light extinguishes, and Iavos will no longer take damage from being within 10 feet of me.
Good.
Sick.
Over my shoulder. Stay close, Iavos.
Don't gotta tell me twice.
That ends my turn.
Excellent. As you say this to Iavos, believing that you might be able to protect him, you see as the debt is pulled from his body.
Is he liquidating me?
He is. He is going to deal you 8d6 damage.
I'm going to let him roll 9d6 by using a reaction.
Okay.
And the pleated sheet is going to shift to psychic damage for resistance.
Gotcha. Okay. That is 52.
Is that after the halving?
Before the halving.
Okay. Both pretty bad for my pool, but... All right. My goodness.
As a reaction... I'd like to use my channel divinity.
Lay it on me.
When Hal was reborn, he was reborn mostly in body, but partly in soul. No longer an Oath of the Crown Paladin, Hal is now an Oath of Redemption Paladin.
Mm.
And one of my new channel divinity abilities is called Rebuke the Violent. As a reaction, I would like to force Krom to make a wisdom save, DC 17, or he takes 52 points of damage. Equal to the amount he just dealt to Iavos.
Maybe he has the same wisdom as Gaspar.
It turns out, when you have a head, it significantly helps your ability to perceive things. He gets a 23.
23 passes. He still takes 26.
Absolutely fair.
Takes half.
Fuck yeah.
I like that a lot.
Don't hurt my friends.
He doesn't respond, but he does level his gaze at you.
Gaspar wouldn't either. It's fair.
That makes it his turn. Fine then. I'll hurt you. He disengages from Wuxia, steps to you, and immediately attacks.
Does he have reach?
Hmm?
Does he have reach? Because as soon as he enters my threatened area, I can... Oh, I can't. I don't have a reaction anymore.
Hey!
Son of a bitch! I can't use glory to take extra reactions, right?
No.
That's not one of the things? Okay.
All right.
Damn it all.
A momentary look of confidence enters and then immediately exits Hal's face.
He hits all three.
Yeah, he would.
Gross.
You take 77 damage.
Okay.
Barf.
And another 10 soul wounds.
Okay. Hal looks quite injured. Yeah. I have now taken 185 points of damage in
that
this combat.
That is a hearty stack, my friend.
It's a lot. Yeah.
That brings us to the end of Krom's turn and into Wuxia.
At the end of my turn, my level 15 Protective Spirit Paladin ability does restore 1d6 plus 7 hit points to me.
Jesus Christ.
Hey. Yeah.
What are you going to do with all those hit points?
Well, it's only 11.
Hey, that's still a good roll.
So now I've only taken 174 points of damage in this fight.
Look at that.
Well, I think you still took the same amount.
That's actually the second time I've used it, too, so I've taken more than 185.
Healing doesn't retcon damage.
I know what he's going to do with all that HP. He's going to survive this encounter.
There you go.
That's
the goal.
Wuxia's turn is real simple. He's going to do what he's good at, hopefully. Stepping on the other side of the teller counter, like he's about to withdraw money, he plans to deposit pain. He's going to make 3 attacks against Krom using his action and bonus action.
I like it. Keep track of that debt.
my god. Ryua's failures live on.
God, right?
It's a 6 and a 3 on the dice.
I can't roll over a 7. Those are both going
to
miss.
It's 2 glory to roll another attack, but it's only 1 to re-roll one of those dice.
Oh, I'm going to re-roll one of those dice.
Yeah, thank baby. You.
Debt is meaningless. It'll only serve to kill Iavo.
That's true.
Fucking there we go. Hey, does a 28 hit his AC?
It does.
Thank Christ.
Wow.
All right. Give me all my dice. 26 damage with the first that actually hit him. And then I'm going to do my third attack.
All right.
Does a 26 hit his AC?
It does.
Fuck yeah.
Whew.
Turning it around, Wuxia.
I'm really trying. Not a lot of damage, but you know what? That's okay. 13 damage on the second one.
13 damage on the second one.
Throwing spears as hard as I can into his back, digging into my reserve of stolen glory here. I'm going to try to wrench as much of his attention toward me and away from Hal as I can.
Sounds good. Anything else?
Nope.
Krom is going to cause Hal to re-inherit all of the active debt.
Okay. So that's 6 on me then?
Mm-hmm.
Cool boy.
And that brings us to Iavos.
Can't wait to see what he does with that bullshit. Iavos is going to spend a borrowed glory of debt to cast a spell.
Okay.
Then he's going to do another to cast a bonus action, and 3 to ignore the bonus action casting rules.
Okay.
He holds both hands skyward, basked in the light of the fractal stained glass windows. One of them gathers a malicious, crackling blue and black energy, and the other, an inspiring, gleaming white energy. The hand that holds the white light dissipates like dandelion seeds as he casts a 7th level mass healing word.
Mm.
The other hand explodes outward as arcane missiles fly through the hole that Hal made as he casts an 8th level magic missile. This is the most D4s I've ever rolled in my life.
8D4, you needn't bother.
Krom uses one of his legendary reactions to trigger his Ring of Shield.
I knew it.
A piece of absolute shit. What a fucking dickhole.
So sorry. Activating all the trap cards.
What a turd.
You can't fight Gaspar and not expect him to have some toys. As each of the missiles lands, they fall uselessly in his palm. The ring begins to glow.
As he holds the magic missiles in his hand, Iavos blows as though he's extinguishing a candle and casts a 3rd level counter spell on the shield spell.
The ring explodes under the force of the arcane energy, causing all of the missiles to tear his hand to pieces.
You wanted to know how we get close to stealing 8 in a turn? I just ate 6 that turn. I'm now 6 in debt from 0.
God damn.
So first the healing, because let's, you know, good news, bad news situation. 26 points to everyone.
Is that including your modifier?
Yes. And if you have any any spell on you that is of 7th level or lower, it is removed because I have Spellbreaker.
Hey. Nice.
Now it's a lot more D4s for that magic missile. 10 D4.
Krom winces as his hand explodes, leaving behind a spectral pink wisp. He extends it out towards Iavos and pulls the debt from him again. That is going to be 20 damage.
Okay.
And I would like you to go ahead and roll me a concentration check.
Absolutely. For reference, the pleated sheet still gives me resistance.
Nice.
It hasn't gone away yet. And I'm next to Hal.
You are next to Hal. This does increase your check by 3.
Cool. Thank you so much.
I don't think you can fail, right? Don't you have a huge bonus?
Not to con. Because it's con for spellcasting. That said, I rolled. I needed a 3 to pass because I have plus 7.
Oh my god!
Thanks, Hal. I was literally about to say, but I do only need a 3, and there it is.
That is wild. I'm so mad that I used up all of it because then I could have fucking used the thing to. Yeah, all right.
But there's good news. He takes 42 damage from the magic missile.
Yes, he does.
That is good news.
Good news. Whew. He is in bad shape. Blood pouring free of the stump, anger just barely touching his eyes, and we return to the top of the initiative. Now that he is below 1/4 of his HP, he can use a new ability.
God damn it.
Piece of shit.
He enacts inflation.
Oh, no.
All debt accrual is increased by one.
Great. Oh, no.
Costing two per action.
Great. Bring it the fuck on.
We still have a hard cap of 10, right?
Yes.
Oh, I just got out of debt.
I'm going to hit that cap, baby.
We're going to roll the market fluctuation. Damn. That is an odd number, which increases it to a D8. That brings us to Gaspar.
All right. Now that I can safely pass through this vault, as a ghost, I'm going to make my way back out there, crossbow loaded. Before that, I would like to attempt to hide while I'm in between the vault.
Okay.
Ooh.
Mm. This is tricky because it is his domain.
It is his domain.
So he has true sight.
Mm.
And more importantly, he can effectively feel the things around him. But I will let you do it. But you won't be using your dexterity. You'll be using your charisma.
Okay.
It's a visual bluff.
That is a 25 to hide with charisma.
Do I use his passive? He's bleeding bad. I'm going to do passive on this.
Okay.
You succeed.
I succeed.
He is not aware of your presence or that you're escaping the vault.
You're coming out of your cage and you're doing just fine.
So instead of simply just walking through, I will enter the door of the vault, hover upwards to get somewhat of a sniper's nest. And so when I pop out of it, hopefully I am catching him by surprise. And so in between these two stained glass eyes, I'm finally looking down on him and I will shoot with the high ground.
You absolutely have caught him by surprise.
You best start believing in ghost snipers.
You're in one.
Roll it.
That is a 33 to hit.
It absolutely hits.
Okay. So now that I am at this level, I can use my wails of the grave on the target I am hitting as well.
Nice.
Not just another person. And so that is going to be 1d8 plus 15d6. And so that is going to do 68 points of damage.
Jesus fucking Christ. That does it. That's him.
So as this crossbow bolt, enchanted with lifetimes of necrotic study, sails through the air, passes through very close to a few of my friends' heads, and into the heart of this Darkwood paradox. Blood is going to splatter from behind him, form into a shadow servant that is another version of myself.
Mm.
And with a dagger, just to make sure that Krom is defeated once and for all, he will slit his throat and hold him down to let him bleed out.
Krom is down.
He is? Oh, thank God.
With a final blow from Gaspar, the entity known as Krom has been felled.
I don't know about you guys, but I could use a stiff steak.
I could use a burger.
Grow in your body if you want. I'm gonna proload. I'll be damned if I let some Darkwood Dankum crud up my butt because I didn't get my 300 grams. If we're slinging burbs, I'll take a double with one part grenadine and 16 cherries.
I'm not making that, and you're drinking a proper double neat with a branch.
Haven't we had enough wood?
A branch is... Never mind. Just drink.
Hey, guys, I don't think you can drink on scrying.
Weed the room!
Shut the fuck up, Ed.
Blow it out your ass.
My mouth tastes like leather. You know what? Now I do want one.
My body can easily process ethanol. I'll just flip the old dipsy switch. Ah! There she blows.
You know, guys, I'm starting to think they can do this. They can take out all these hard-case dark woodies. Who's to say they can't stop this thing?
Maybe they can, maybe they can't. But I'm certain that they're the best team for the job. To the Fallow Crown.
The Fallow Crown.
Well, can I get a glass?
Shut up, Ed.
God.
Jesus fucking Christ. Jesus fucking Christ.
Hey, Zach. Can I use my action to unclench my fucking ass? How much debt do I need to go in to fucking release my cheeks?
You may.
Thank God.
Whew.
That was wild.
Man, level 20, and I still got pretty close to being dead.
Yeah. If I was just a little meaner, I could have just picked you off one at a time. But that was but he had good reason to attack you in the order that he did.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's like, yeah.
I think we did a good job, like, tactically assessing who he was going to fucking, like, go for next and shit, too. We tried to keep people safe and also out of here.
Yeah.
Gaspar is here slashing prices.
Yep. And when I was on your side, I was about to start dropping big heels.
Back when you had a head?
Yeah, back when I had a head. And then
there's a big reason he targeted you first.
Yeah, and then banishing me was a good move because at that moment, I could and was about to hit everyone but Gaspar with a level 7 fireball. And I was going to juice it.
Oh, no. Oh, God.
I'm sure y'all have really good deck saves, but yeah.
Incorrect.
Actually, mine's pretty good. Never mind. No, I forgot. Rangers are trained in that shit.
Let's go around the table, starting with Gaspar.
Well, goddamn, holy shit, this combat encounter. Well, with all the twists, the turns, the traps, the flippity doodads, and then at the end of the day, it's just one glass cannony rogue.
He thought he had you, man.
I mean, basically.
I was feeling a lot more cannon than glass.
Yeah, like it. That whole time, it was just like a shorter version of what Gaspar's story has been so far.
Yeah.
This creeping was like, okay, fuck, one more thing before I can get to him. Okay, fine. I'll just have to. It's another. Okay, one more thing. Oop, whoop. Whoa, I thought I had him. Reverse Uno card. He's got me. I'm gotta go. Let me get a shot. It's good.
I do like that you just took one shot this whole fight.
Yeah. I tried really hard to make this feel like a rogue's fucking nightmare / playground where it's like, all right, buddy, try and get me.
It was good. That was a thick chew toy to play with.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
There were a lot of really memorable moments in this fight. There were a lot of fucking highlights that I could pull out. But the, like, double ninth level spell to either just drop two of us or counterspell and make sure we survive was a fucking extreme moment. That was some drama right there, and I'm fucking into it.
Oh, we would have died.
Oh, I know.
I wouldn't have, but I would have been hurt pretty bad.
You'd been hit pretty hard at that point. I think it would have killed you.
You would have died. Next.
That would exactly. Yeah.
The dominoes were about to fall.
Like, I figured it wouldn't kill you. I was deciding between you and Musha. Yeah. I figured it wouldn't kill either of you. But I'm like, if I can kill Iavos, then you've got to drop me or you're dead.
I think I was still over 100 at that point, so I probably would have survived, but not healthily.
I could have uncanny dodged it because it's an attack roll spell, but I still wouldn't have been fucking good on the other side.
Actually, it's a saving throw spell.
Saving throw.
Is it?
Deck save.
Fuck my ass. Never mind. I would have been fucked.
Do you have evasion or no? No. Okay. My favorite thing, my favy Momo this time, Zach won't have to say it himself, I think was the debt mechanic and the way that interacted with the fight. Because it can be tricky with level 20 characters to challenge them.
Yeah.
And the little like sort of raid boss mechanics where we were just building up stacks of debuffs that he could then spend to hurt us was, it's how I like to run high level boss battles, and it worked.
It also wasn't easy for me to do because I was like, some of his stuff requires that you have at least 3 debt.
Right.
Because I wanted to be like, you basically have to have taken a turn so you can't just keep getting slammed over and over again. But yeah, I didn't even, so there was one thing I realized I probably shouldn't include, and so I just decided not to use it, and that was Remunerate, which is where he uses your debt to heal himself.
No.
And I was like, if this dude was dropping like 10d10 heals every once in a while, it would have been bullshit. There's no, like, if this weren't a podcast, yeah, I would do it. Sure. It would be like an 8-hour fight, and he'd be like, this fucking sucks.
How come none of us took fucking chill touch?
That was the other thing, is actually at that moment before I got banished, I also considered just dropping a 100-point heal on Krom, but I'm like, nope, my job is to get rid of the Fallow Crown.
Yep, yep. I didn't mention this, you know, I believe this version of it got cut, but in the rules as it's written is this is an effect that will not end until Krom is dead or he releases you. So, like, no saves, no nothing. You are permanently under domination until it's freed. But the detail was you have to be unconscious from damage, and then he has to hit, and more importantly, you have to fail your save. And if you succeed your save, it just does death, you know, a death save loss. So it's like, things have to happen for it to work.
For the record, during that combat, I took a total of 198 points of damage.
Jesus Christ.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Hell fucking yeah.
I like a lot of the little bits of the design, but I'm going to focus on a little bit of lore design. Just theatrically, thematically, aesthetically, prophetically, I like that he was getting to summon minions of all the various things that Angelo has been killing all season.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was cool. That was a fun callback to the whole journey.
The only reason I didn't include an Ichi is because I didn't have a mini that would have been appropriate. I didn't have like a bat looking dude. And also I was like, you know what? Two of these like level, I think they were like CR18s. I was like, two of these CR18s is enough. Like any more than this is going to be a problem.
Yep. Yeah. Like that yep. makes sense. And it's kind of cool because it's like, he was sacrificing their souls to Krom and Krom had their souls. Gaspar just kept the head and they didn't have the heads. Mm-hmm. It's good stuff.
I was patiently waiting for the corpus to be summoned and I'm glad it wasn't. Rolling
just
down
through the floor.
Swallows Canada! One of us. Oh no, wait, it would be headless.
Oh, I
so
know.
So just be
a stump.
Just one giant stump filling the room.
I recognize that neck hole.
This is the best episode of Attack on Titan ever.
Oh god.
Yeah, I did my mechanic one last episode. I feel like I really liked, you know, there's not a lot of role play in combat, but knowing what Iavos is going through, watching that happen to Penelope mm-hmm. and how we're going to respond to it next time. And even just the 6 second round of being devastated and taking it out on Krom.
Yeah.
Like it's what turns a numbers game into an emotion game.
I really wish I'd done more roleplay, but I'm tired and we just ate and there's a lot of stuff going on.
There were so many complicated mechanics going on all at once. It's okay if we just focus on one thing at a time.
Part of me wishes that I had a combat DM that I could put them there and I just say the stuff that's happening and they just give me the information and then I could do like roleplay and all that stuff while somebody else is handling all the details.
Season 4, let's go.
So nice. So for me, I was actually going to say the Iavos.
Dungeon Master Blaster.
Dungeon Master Blaster. I just want a big man that I can ride on top of.
A big math man that I can sit atop and be smart and funny.
No, seriously, for me, Iavos is like whole, like the shit that you're going through is you're like just unweaving all the shit that you've relied upon and then just tapping into yourself instead is unfucking believable. And more importantly, I loved the fact that you're like, dual spell, and he's like, ha-ha, counter it with a shield, and you're like, counter, boosh. Beautiful. That was so fucking good.
Most of my turns ended up as a game of Magic the Gathering with a blue deck.
I had a lot of fun coming up with this shit and putting it into play. I've never really done 20th level combat ever.
It's wild.
I was really uncertain if I would be able to pull it off. I'm really glad it went as well as it did. There's some stuff on the sheet that I just didn't end up using. There's some stuff that I had to modify. Like, I definitely fudged these stats. So when you look at them on the Patreon, trust me, that's not how it was supposed to go. But, you know, when you're in the moment, you got to make adjustments. And I made surprisingly few, all things considered.
I got a quick question. What was that 15 initiative count thing?
Oh, it was going to be that on each of those, a headless was going to manifest, and that was going to be their turn.
Fuck! Mm. All right, yeah.
Originally, I was only making it so that his legendary action could give them an extra turn, but I was like, that's way too much.
That's fair.
That's way too much.
Yeah, I think it's just a little bit of recalibration.
Yeah.
It's hard to design for level 20.
Well, and the minions, that's why I left the minions, is because the minions are the kind of thing that I can recalibrate on the fly, mm-hmm. and if they need a little less health so that I can just get to the next section, it's easy. But yeah, that was a good recalibration, and I'm glad I left myself a little bit of wiggle room. But I really loved the debt mechanic. I had a lot of fun doing it. Coming up with the names for the things was really good. But yeah, so thank you all for listening. Thank you, Hediger the Editor, for editing this combat. Thank you, Bree Golden, again, for this beautiful map with the freaking awesome stained glass eyes and this wicked vault door.
Killer lighting.
It just looks so good. So good. I am thrilled for the next episode. I am thrilled for the fact that you banished Penny, and I am so excited to have at least like one more good Eudaimonia.
I literally
section.
Sent her to her room without dinner.
I love it.
I just can't wait to see like her sister's reactions to her just like popping in there like this.
Right?
Or like, how will she come back? Will she be wearing like a spa robe? Will she be covered in wine? I don't know.
She'll probably be in a spa robe covered in wine and blood because her head's still not attached to her
right.
body.
Like also the time dilation, like she's going to come back with like a bocce ball trophy. Like she's been there for a while.
They've used your fucking throat as a vase. Just flowers coming out.
Thank you all again so much. And even though all of you are going to have to go to bed without more dinner, I wish you luck.